Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is DJ Mama Soul. I'd like to bring you guys to another episode with Salsa and the City. Yo, I'm telling you, I do apologize for everything. We were having some technical difficulties. Man, it was kind of crazy. So I do apologize, and I really appreciate everybody staying tuned with us. I had to run the song a couple of times, and I know y'all are like, dang, what's going on over there? So we were working some issues out. I had some issues here with the software and as well as some of the connections. So with all that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host, Helena. Helena, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. I'm recovering from this long weekend.
That's what's
how
up. Me too, man. Oh, man. Crazy. I mean, you know, we had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. A lot of Congress and all that type of stuff was going on. You had something down in Charlotte, North Carolina, right?
Yes, I did. Skip actually had his event, the Bachata Salsa Festival, this weekend. So I was down there. Actually, first time there. It was pretty good, actually. The weather was great. They had a pool party every day. And the workshops were good, and the shows were nice. So it was my first time down there, but definitely looking forward to going down there again.
That's what's up. Man, I'm telling you, I had Salsa Underground, and, man, I love you guys. I'm telling you. I love Taceros. I love Atacheros. I love all the dancers and the non-dancers in the beginning. Y'all guys are great. I mean, no matter what. And I love you guys. I miss my boy, my partner, Crown DJ Dola. He was up in Alaska DJing up there in the mountains of cold. I don't know. I'm like, man, they got a soccer scene there. So, yeah, man. So
I remember him telling me about that event. So I definitely want to, you know, pick his brain on it and tell me so he can tell me how it went. So there's a lot of events in August, to be honest with you. There's a lot of events going on.
I know, and then we had Boston Salsa Festival had their thing too, so it was spread out, and I mean, people, D.C. was everywhere, dancers was just all part of the world, different part of the world and everything, but anyway, I know we got to get started, man. I know we are like 30 minutes late. Today's topic, is it better to dance in the salsa scene, or is it better to dance out? I mean, the day out. I was about to say dance. Is it better to date outside of the salsa scene? Is it better to dance in the salsa scene? Did I say dance again? Is it better to date in the salsa scene, or is it better to date outside the salsa scene? Of course, dancing, that's what we do, but
I think you're getting tongue twisted. Yes, the topic
man.
Is it better to date in the salsa scene or is it better to date outside of the salsa scene? That's just, we've got two different sides of that. The one side of it is, you know, if you date somebody for a while and then you deal with a breakup, you know, you're going to have to deal with everybody knowing your business. And it's probably just getting over a breakup. And then sometimes you'll actually have those couples that make it, you know, past that time frame, and, you know, it's actually an added, you know, pleasure for the both of them to go and do something that they love. So a lot of times you have to think, you know, is it better to date in self esteem or not? And I think that's one of the reasons why we liked having Lee Elgringuito, who's known for being a bachatero, but I know he dances salsa as well, and he's been in the scene for a very long time, and he definitely has his power partner in crime, Catherine, with him, or as his couple, as his wife, and they're known everywhere. So I'm pretty sure he can touch base on that. He's actually online waiting to plug in, so we definitely want to bring him in. And if you guys don't know who Lee Elgringuito is, he's the one that's hosting this major event this weekend, this D.C., Bachata, Salsa, Congress, it's the biggest event around the world. It's known for its bachata, and he's the one that just pioneered this one here in D.C., put it on the map. So I'm excited about that. Did I lose you? Did I lose you, Mamoto? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Word is born. Matter of fact, I just got beat in. That's what happened. I just got beat in, and I got Lee on the other line. So without holding him up, because I know the guy's busy because he's getting ready to get started with a big weekend, let's bring on Lee. Yo, Lee, what's going on?
Hey, Helena Mamoso, how's everyone doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you on. I'm so glad. I know you're so busy. You've got a busy week ahead of you, so definitely thankful to have you on the show.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad. I feel like this is Austin Powers. I'm number two, not number one, since your second episode. But I'll take it. I'll be happy to be number two.
Well, you know who was number one, right?
I know. Go, Earl hit the one spot. So, considering you guys are Salsa Talk Radio, I figured I wouldn't be number one on the list anyway. But thank you guys for having me. I appreciate that. And yes, Elena, this is a busy and exciting time. And, I think alluding to your question, when I started dating Kat as a dance partner, you always kind of think about like, wow, if this goes down and some of these bachata body roles, don't exactly work out, it's kind of difficult to have to see the person every week. And then also as an instructor, that can also add a level of concern. But if you find the right one, you never know the magic that can happen on the dance floor. So I guess you just kind of have to be careful depending on who you are and who you make the move on.
I can agree with that. Did you have something to say, Mumble Soul?
I was just saying that's what's up. And, speaking about, is it better to date inside the salsa scene? And in this case, the bachata scene, but Lee danced salsa too. So we got to say, we got to keep it real. He just got married. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
I like that. I like the claps in the studio. It's very techie. Very nice.
we just gotta get everything straight in the beginning. The beginning is just like rough, but this time we'll actually the system. Oh my God, what happened was I changed my sound card, so my figures changed. So everything was going on. Helena couldn't hear me and. Nobody can hear me. I can hear everybody else, but nobody can hear me because my configures was all changed on my mic. So they had a different sound card that entered and took over all the system. So yeah, but anyway, enough of that.
I do want to ask this question because again, you and Kat. You guys are strong, and I want to know, if you can let others who are probably new relationships in the scene, what's the best thing about having a partner that's involved in the same scene as you versus, someone that's not in the same scene as you?
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing. I'll start on the business side, DCBX and DC Bachata, beyond just the Bachata component, we have, what is really one of the largest salsa events, on the East Coast, maybe in the U.S. There's the Kizomba side, there is the Zouk side, seven concerts, and not to mention we have the Global Impact Film Festival, we have DCBX Tech, which is a technology conference, and we have the tasting event. So it is a lot to handle, and it's always nice to have someone by your side that can help alleviate some of the stresses of the event, but also to capitalize on the strong points, right? I'm very creative.
Yeah.
I come up with a ton of crazy ideas, but you also need someone to implement. You need someone to implement and to execute. And that's why, Kat is, she is one of the most organized people I know. And, as I always say at the Congress, if you see something running correctly, that's basically Kat. I create chaos and she basically takes it and makes it into something that is workable. So I think the key is if you're going to work with someone in the scene or have a relationship with someone, that's fine, but you have to find your roles because you can't, the stresses of anything, relationships are 50-50 without having to run events and be together more than often. So ultimately, You just have to kind of be able to separate and separate the roles and responsibilities. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing too. You know, Kat and I joke around that, you know, even though we've been together for 7 years, you know, we think our relationship is actually more like we've been together for 12 to 13, you know, almost 14 years, because the average couple will leave each other, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day between travel to go to work. And we're basically together 24/7. So if you can make that magic with someone, it's a beautiful thing.
That's great. That's good to know. So in your opinion, in 7 years, that's a long time. That's great. In your opinion, do you think it's a good idea for someone who is just starting to date somebody who's maybe a non-dancer to take them to, because, you know, the Congress, your event has a lot of stuff going on there. I know that I've gone there and party till 8 in the morning, and typically, if let's say if I was just starting to talk to somebody, I might not want to expose them to that right away because it might scare them off. But, you know, maybe a local event, like, you know, you have your Lucky Strike going on.
Sure.
But do you think it's a good idea as a dancer for someone to take someone that's a non-dancer on a date to a salsa venue, showing them, you know, it's a great idea to show them your passions, but do you think it's a good or a bad idea to start off right away, you know?
Yeah, I'll use DCBX and DC Bachata as an example of why I think it's a good idea. You know, I think it's great to show the person you love or the person that you're interested in, you know, the thing that, you know, kind of lights your fire or gets you motivated. And, you know, if they come to DCBX and DC Bachata, you know, between the 300 cultural performances, 135 educational workshops, 7 concerts, you know, balcony, bikini chata parties, lobby parties, it's going to kind of give them to the highest level an opportunity to see that excitement and that energy. And I think it would give probably, you know, the most likely chance for that specific, that special someone to become interested in the scene. Now, does that mean they're going to sit and take, you know, the Sunday, you know, 4-hour Sapphire boot camp or, you know, learn to shake their booty like Sara Lopez? Hopefully. but you know, they could also just come and check out the shows, or, you know, we have an amazing rate of $149 at the Renaissance, which really is an amazing hotel. You know, there's 150 restaurants within a 4-block radius. So, you know, there's a lot of non-dancing that actually goes on at DCBX and DC Bachata as well. So, you know, but I think it would be a great opportunity to give them the ultimate experience. And I know, you know, I was talking to a girl, came in the Lucky Strike last night, and she said, "I'm from Cleveland." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." and then we were joking around about how bad the weather is. And I was like, "Well, you know, you guys have really terrible weather and the Republican National Convention. So pretty much your city is going down the drain." So we were joking around, but one of our students, Rommel, he had said that last year at DC Bachata, there a couple students came. Actually, they were just friends of someone that came from, you know, from Cleveland, and they checked out the event. A lot of them were non-dancers. And they actually came to the event, and it was kind of like they were, you know, they were dating. Someone was dating someone, you know, someone's dating someone. And basically, they went back to Cleveland and, like, started a whole dance thing. a little mini scene. And so that was one of the girls. And I'm like, you know, finally someone's bringing some life to Cleveland. This is exciting. But
maybe they can get you to go host over there.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you don't realize, you know, a lot of times people ask, you know, they say, "Well, you know, Lee and Kat, you know, why do you guys, you know, why keep pushing?" You know, like last year, you know, we won, you know, Latin Dance Event of the Year, and this year we're adding the DCBX Tech, and we just have all these, you know, it's just always growing and growing, and you know, the goal is to hit 100,000 people by 2020. But, you know, what happens, like just like that last story, you know, every you know, people come up to us, and after all the hard work, you know, there's people that, I mean, we kind of think it's like, we're like, what? You know, they're like, you know, your event changed our lives, and we're like, what are you guys talking about? But we sometimes downplay the impact that the event has. And, you know, from the very first one in 2009, you know, when we had, you know, 400 or 500 people, over the years, it's been like, wow, if we can impact people's lives positively with 400 people, why not impact 4,000 people? Why not impact 400,000 people? And I think that's the beauty of dance. You know, back to your guys' original question is, you know, dance brings people together. You know, and this year, like, our Friday night theme is Colors of Change. You know, with all the tragedies that have happened in Orlando, France, Iraq, you know, and other places in the world, you know, it's really a chance. You know, dance brings people together. So, you know, relationships wise, I think dance is the way to go if you're, you know, if you want to bring someone into the scene. I mean, let's face it, Mamba Soul, if you were dating a girl and you're like, yo, I go to this really good knitting event, we knit, we hang out, and we chill, she'd be like, knitting?
I don't know about
well, you. No, Lee, I'm, you know, you and I are DJs, and I have to ask you, I mean, how do you feel, how do you handle where you with your, you know, your significant other, you got your lady with you, and you're DJing, you put this nice, hot bachata song on, and this guy come up to your lady and was like, you're looking at her, because, you know, you have a beautiful wife, and you're a handsome guy,
you.
And, you know, these guys try to, you know, I'm quite sure you got these guys trying to holler at her, and they come up to her and they look all like Rico Suave, and he trying to look at her in the eyes, and she's like, she's the nice woman, kind, sweet, and she's like, okay, let's dance. And, you know, bachata's supposed to be just a dance, but some guys, they treat it like a way to get in her pants. It's not just
mm-hmm.
a dance,
that
it's
is true.
In her pants, and they touch her, and you DJ, and you're like, trying to stay focused, trying to get that next song ready, and you can see this guy somewhere. What do you do to?
Well, you know I'm coming with this, right? Yeah, I know. I'm going to swear on my life on this story, and this was not with Kat, and it's going to allude to the question you exactly asked, but I remember back in the day, this is when I just started, it was like 2002, 2003, 2004, and I remember there was this girl I was after, and she was like this hot Latin girl, and I remember I was DJing the party, and it didn't matter, this girl was so hot, like, the white dudes wanted to talk to her, the black dudes wanted to talk to her, the Latin guys wanted to talk to her, everyone wanted to talk to her, right? And that's when I thought I was like DJ Scribbles. So I was, you know, attempting to mix, even though God knows what the hell I was doing. But so I just remember, like, you know, so, you know, the white dude would go ask her to dance, and I would like mix into like a cumbia. And then I remember like five minutes later, you know, the Spanish guy would come, and I'd like go like right into like in sync, you know, and they were like, what the hell? They were like, what is wrong with this DJ, you know? But I remember then I played this like super sexy bachata. She had kind of walked by, and I grabbed her, and I just remember,
wow.
I swear to God, I have not, like, that story, it was kind of somewhere in my back, you know, the back department of my brain, but I do remember doing that, and that was not with Kat. You know, here's the thing, when you have confidence in your relationship, and you have confidence in, you know, the person you're with, then ultimately, you know, yeah, there are, you know, the touchy-feely guys that, you know, obviously are, you know, taking things probably, you know, are taking it to a certain point. But, you know, ladies always have to realize that, you know, they're in control of the dance. And if a guy is, you know, is being mm-hmm. sleazy, you know, you just say, I'm like, hey, you know, like, this ain't my thing, and you know, you can just leave them there on the dance floor. I mean, it's a good lesson, but I know what you mean. I mean, it's kind of tough, especially when, you know, you're in other cities and people may not know that you're actually a couple, and
yeah,
you know, it's a tough thing. But I think ultimately, if you have confidence in your relationship, and you know, it's that's the most important thing. But yeah, that funny. I remember that really, you know, just mixing like every job. I was like racially profiling the dancer.
Oh my god.
Which is so hilarious.
That is hilarious. It's probably like the most clever thing I've actually heard someone say in a while, because that, I can just imagine the dancers when they were dancing with somebody.
That is, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, but you know, it'd be funny because like if it was Jimmy, you know, I would throw him like something and then he'd probably be able to roll with it. So you can't, like, that's the beautiful thing about dancing now. You can't racially profile, like, the black guy might be the best freaking Latin dancer in the world. You know, it don't matter anymore. But back in the day, those lines pretty much were a little bit more, and this was more kind of like a Latin party scene. So it wasn't exactly like a dance band scene where, you know, people kind of have a little bit broader understanding of, you know, how to dance. So,
wow.
So, Mama Soul, are you going to use that technique next time, you know? You see somebody trying to hold up on your girl, because I would love to see that.
Well, you know, I do vinyl, so I might, that needle might skip. It might skip on purpose. But no, it's so funny because, you know, I think about it as a DJ, and you're right. If you have confidence in your relationship, if you're stable, if the relationship is on good terms, then it shouldn't be any issue. I mean, we use salsa, we use bachata in a sense where it is a dance, and if the relationship doesn't have any mutual respect or, you know, good communication, you know your boundaries and you know the conditions and understand and respect each other, this is outside of salsa, this is outside of bachata. I mean, the main thing is if y'all together and y'all have, you know, regardless of what you're in, salsa's not going to tear y'all guys apart. Bachata's not gonna tear your guys apart. Y'all already apart. If y'all don't have if you want to excuse the expression, shit together, you know. So we use salsa because of the fact that this is our passion. But let me ask you this: is it better though to date? I mean, we talked about the benefits of dating somebody in the salsa scene. What about dating somebody out? I mean, is it better? Because some people feel like I'd rather date outside the salsa scene because I don't want to, excuse the expression once again, I don't want to shit where I play at. So I was like, oh, okay. So some people feel like, okay, and I can understand some of the thought here where, let's say I'm dating somebody and we have a blowout fight, or she just get on my nerve, or I'm getting on her nerve, and I just need to get away from it all. I go to salsa because that's my passion, that's my love, that's the way I get out of, you know, out of stressful situations. But if they're in a salsa scene, all you do is go to a place and you have somebody, you're like, hey, what's up, Helena? Helena's, what's up, Mamba? So how's your girl doing? I'm like, ugh, I don't want to think about her. I want to get my mind off of her. But dating outside the salsa scene, I could say, hey, listen, I'm going to go to Lucky Strikes. I'm going to go to the South Underground. I'm going to go to, you know, whatever the place would be. And they say, look, I'm going to go and blow some steam, hang out a little bit, you know, dance and whatever. So what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think, again, in the end, it really, you know, let's face it. If you're looking, you know, every minute to get away from that person, then maybe that's not the right relationship you should be in the first place. So, you know, in a way, kind of using salsa or bachata as the release, and let's face it, you know, if you're having problems at home or in a certain place, and then you're going to a place where there's a ton of beautiful people dancing very close, you know, that might add a little fuel to the fire. Here's my take on it.
But,
you know, a relationship is a relationship.
Hold on, what? Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, it's cool. I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, I basically, to your question, I was going to say, you know, really, I think
either way, you have to make it work, right? So I mean, let's use my little, you know, joke before about the knitting thing, right? Like, if Mama Soul, if you were really into knitting, then whoever you're with has to accept that idiosyncrasy or that kind of crazy thing you do, because that is who you are. So if you meet someone and they are into bachata or they're into salsa, or they're a homebody or whatever the thing is, it is your responsibility in a relationship to understand what the other person does and, you know, kind of enlighten them on, you know, your world, and then try to bring them together. And I'll kind of give you an example with what we're trying to do with DCBX, because, you know, for us, you know, the dance portion of it is the foundation, right? The bachata, salsa, kizomba, zouk. But, you know, now we have the film festival, the Global Impact Film Festival. We have DCB Tech, which is a technology conference bringing tech companies from Latin America to have an opportunity to connect with investors. We partner with the DC Archangels, one of the largest investment firms in DC. We have the outdoor tasting and kind of getting the flavor of DC. And then we have Accelerate, which is entrepreneurs moving forward, and entrepreneurs in the dance scene, but also entrepreneurs in other sectors. And all of these things kind of sound separate and different, right? So kind of like a relationship, it's like, yeah, these are all separate tracks, right? Like, if I'm in the film during the day, I want to be in film workshops. Like, if I love bachata during the day, I want to be in Daniel and Desiree workshops, or I want to be in Declan and Natalia's workshops, or I want to be in Island Touch workshops. But by night, everyone comes together in like a cultural collaborative mix, you know, DCBX, do connect the experience with the X, and not like your ex, but the X and the experience, but, or maybe your ex will be there, because, you know, it's the shit's going down. I mean, you never know. The point is that I think in relationships and in just everything in life, it's about finding a balance, you know, finding a balance between what each person does. And I'm glad I got
I think, you know, what you said is that it's true. Defining that balance and finding that person that is maybe willing to want to support something that you're doing or something that is your passion, just like you would want to go ahead and support something that they're doing, like maybe rock climbing. If somebody wants to do some rock climbing, I'm not a rock climber, but if my significant other is, I would probably try that and see how that would go. And if I like it, try it, you know, maybe once in a while. And then if they want to come out with me to go salsa dancing or bachata or dance bachata or any event where I'm performing at, you know, or go to something like the DC Bachata Congress, the fact that they're trying is you know, one step, you know, towards something that's, you know, long-term, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, I've been thinking about this. There have been so many love stories that have come from DC Bachata, you know, people that have met each other. I'm sure there were some heartbreaks as well.
A lot of
but in the end, you know, if you want to come to an event with someone that you love, or if you want a chance to meet people from 48 states and 29 countries that come together with passion and you know, just kind of power of human spirit, I think whether you're single, not single, kind of single, you know, dating, kind of not dating, there's a little something for everyone, because, you know, energy evokes energy, right? So basically, you know, whether that, if you're trying to find someone, man, maybe you'll find them in that crowd of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people. And if you're with someone, you know, then you can experience something that's, you know, that's truly memorable.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart.
You know, by the way, guys, because I've been so busy, I thought we were going to just talk about the Congress. I was like, oh yeah, we're doing the interview. So I was like, on no point did I actually look at what, you know, that we were going to talk about relationships. But it's cool, man. I hope I actually answered some of your guys' questions in the love world, but still bringing it back to DC Bachata, which is this week, which is pretty amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we were able to touch on both, and you did fine, so just don't worry about it. Everything was great, very informative. I'm pretty sure the listeners are going to be anxious to go out this weekend to go check it out. I know I'm going to be there this weekend, so I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking about the Bachata Congress, I mean we touched on a few of the things, but yeah, Lee, tell us more about this DC Bachata Congress that's coming up. The artists and events, because he made a couple announcements last week. So remind everybody, our listeners, and we're tuning in all over the world. What's going on this weekend, this upcoming week?
Yeah, well, you know, we have our 8th annual DC Bachata Congress, you know, presented by DCBX, and you know, it's really has become, you know, a flagship event in the country. It's really a pleasure and a privilege for myself and Kat and you know, our exec team of 10 and our, you know, 140 volunteers that graciously give us 12 hours of their lives to get their full pass, but also to help us produce the event, the opportunity to do that. You know, I'll start with salsa because I know a lot of your listeners are salsa dancers. I will make this statement. It's not a lie. It's a fact. I don't know if Gogo alluded to it. But, you know, the salsa lineup that we are bringing this year is going to be the biggest salsa lineup any dance festival in the city has ever brought, salsa, bachata or not. You know, we have over 8 world champions coming. We have Ricardo and Karen, the, you know, 11-time world salsa champions. Zapphire, you know, Art in Motion, Robert and Isabel. You know, we have the Peruvian salsa champions, Declan and Natalia. We have the Colombian salsa champions. So the beautiful thing this year with the lineup is we're bringing a whole bunch of new talent and people that have never come to the Congress before. The salsa ballroom is going to be kicking, and we're really excited to have you know, both Mr. Mambo, Stuck on Salsa, Salsa Underground, and you know, everyone involved in the excitement of that ballroom. The DJs are going to be absolutely insane. And, you know, the salsa room rocks all weekend long. Thursday night, you know, most festivals start their stuff on, you know, Friday, sometimes Saturday. You know, we have workshops starting Thursday at 5. And, you know the dancing starts at 9 p.m. Parties go to 6 a.m. on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, the Friday and Saturday, I should say, that salsa ballroom is open at 8 a.m., and then Sunday it goes to 6 a.m. So there's a beautiful, dedicated salsa ballroom all weekend long. So don't let the name DC Bachata fool you. Also, Friday night, we have a crazy salsa romantica versus salsa old school. So we're going to have Frankie Reese Jr., the son of the late, great Frankie Reese, one of the most famous romantic falsettos from the 80s and 90s, live with Rumba y Sabor de los Calvans, which is a great local band made up of all Peruvian band members, and they back all the biggest artists when they come into town, from Gilberto Santa Rosa to Victor Manuel to Tito Nieves. So we're really excited to have them. And then we have the world's only Ray Barreto tribute band out of New York with band leader Joey Cruz and the rest of the gang. There's a couple members that actually played with Ray Barreto. And Joey, his father passed away a year ago. I actually was talking to him a couple of days ago. And his father actually passed away last year on August 26th. So it's actually going to be the one-year anniversary of his father's passing. So we're going to do a great tribute. And he wrote a lot of the music that, you know, obviously the legend Ray Barreto played. And, you know, one of the most famous, you know, bongo conga players in the history of salsa and mambo. So that's going to be a beautiful concert, and we're also, you know, the whole concept of the salsa legends is we're going to, as Frankie Reese Jr. is playing, we're going to have some videos of his dad, and of course when the Ray Barreto tribute band is playing, there'll be some videos of Ray Barreto and Joey's dad, and just to kind of give people that nostalgic feel. So whether people like romantic salsa, 90s, 80s salsa, or people like that hard-hitting New York mambo, you know, those worlds are going to collide on Friday night. You know, damn, I just spoke about salsa for 7 minutes.
And I'm excited. I'm excited. But, you did nothing wrong. No.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
And I think the most exciting this year is the lineup. You know, I'll wrap it up. But the lineup is really the best lineup we've ever brought. I really do believe that. Where we have, you know, 8 different world champions. We have 5 different bachata world champions. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, people won a championship like 7 years ago. These are the current reigning champions that have won either the World Latin Dance Cup or the Summit. So they are really some of the best in the world, from Canada, from Peru, from Mexico, from Colombia, from Argentina. So it's going to be – we're super excited about that. Kizomba and Zouk, we have Sara Lopez. We have Afro-Latin Connection coming to D.C. for the first time, one of, you know, one of the most famous. You know, they are kind of like the Yamale or the Sapphire of the Kizomba world. It's also the Bachata concert Saturday night. We have – K Rose and Q and Cosmos, very sensual, sexy bachata concert. Sunday we're doing Battle of the Saxophone, so we have Kanda Lima and Nanda Lima, I should say. I'm sorry, and Pilo. So it's going to be like the bachata sax versus the kizomba sax. And I think what people are going to love more than anything this year, beyond this lineup, is just how we're really taking over the entire hotel, the Renaissance. Is one of the best ran properties I've ever had the opportunity to produce an event at. We're doing a lobby party on Friday in the lobby. Mario Salsa will be on the congas, and he'll be playing some percussion. You know, think of it like kind of the feeling of when you get on a cruise. You know, that's going to be kind of the feel for Friday night. And we're going to have balcony parties. We have a beautiful balcony that overlooks the Carnegie Library and the Washington Monument that holds 400 people. It's going to be a little hot up there, so we have these fans that are going to be, you know, misting people. There's going to be a dance floor up there. That's going to be great. And
will it be like a sunset party? Or
yeah, so like we're calling it the Bikini Chata, you know, balcony parties, which are on the 11th floor. And there'll be classes up on the balcony from 12 to 2. And then basically the balcony parties will happen from 2 to 6, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's going to be great. We have over 300 performances this year, so there's going to be quite a few amazing shows. We have a Saturday matinee. You know, I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to give a special, you know, kind of code for your listeners, since they're listening in, and we're going to give them an opportunity to save up to $100 off their pass. At the very least, they'll save $25. The system populates it randomly, so, you know, don't kill the messenger. But all they have to do is text the word bachata to 99,000 on any cell phone, and they'll just pop in their email, and they'll be given that discount code. And, you know, and by the way, we have night passes, day passes, full weekend passes, so there's a ton of different opportunities to come out to DC Bachata.
Thank you so much. And for those listeners who probably was listening in and scrambling to get their pen and paper, can you go ahead and repeat the code one more time for those?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, they'll just text the word bachata to 99,000, and then they'll get the email. And for more information about our event, you can visit dcbachata.com. It's happening at the largest Renaissance Hotel by Marriott, downtown D.C., and if they want more information about some of the other things we're doing this year at DC Bachata with DCBX, listeners can go to dcbx.org. And again, August 25th to the 29th, 8th annual. And I know, Helena, I know you're going to be there. Mamba Soul, I know you'll be, you know, rocking it. And we're really glad to have an opportunity to talk on the show today. It's been a lot of fun. I think I'm going to go make out with Kat, because y'all got me wound up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? hey, Mama Soul, did you tell your listeners that you and I are both Jets fans? I mean, how often are you going to have another a caller in that is big of a Jets fan as me? It's not going to happen.
Gino.
I'll tell you guys a 30-second story. I was at the Jets game this Friday with my dad, and there were these ladies behind me. They were a little rambunctious, and there were three of them were Redskins fan, and the one was a Jets fan. And we were kind of messing around, and we did the Jets chant. We were losing, But then we did the Jets fan chant on the first touchdown. And on the second touchdown, I was going to do the Jets chant, and my dad had a mint, and I just ate the mint, and I was like, that touchdown was so fresh, I don't even have to do the chant. And I sat back down, right? And at the end of the game, it was like, it was on the last drive, right? And these ladies were going crazy. They were messing with the one girl who was their friend, who was a Jets fan. And I had my Jets sunglasses on. And the one girl had these pom-poms, these Redskins. And I was like, I'm so sick of her. She kept hitting me kind of in the head with them. And I was like, if you guys score on us, there was a minute and 10 seconds left. And we had them on like the 11, on their 11. I was like, if you score on us, I will give you my Jet sunglasses, my favorite pair. But I'm like, if we win the game because our defense is going to hold up, I'm taking your pom-poms. And she's like, all right, deal. And we lost that game. And she now owns my Jet sunglasses. And they videotaped it. So that was my game. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. But, thank you so much for coming on. Again, I know you have a busy week ahead of you, but I know Mambo and I are extremely happy to have you on the show and touching base with the listeners about your event and the dating and self-esteem and your take on that. So, again, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend, you and Kat.
All right. We're so excited to see everyone, and don't forget, come to DC Bachata, and be careful, don't make any Bachata babies. All right, guys, I got a lot to do. We'll talk soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Lee. Thank you. Man, Lee, he went to the Jets game without me? Oh, man, we're going to talk about this. We're supposed to be, like, Jet fan brothers, so I'm going to, like, let him know, like, yo, you went to the game? But, yeah, that's what's up. And he's really cool, and I'm telling you, the D.C. Bachata Congress is one of the biggest Congress in the world. I mean, you might as well say it's a salsa, kazumba, bachata, all that mixed up in one. What you think, Helena?
I remember going to the first one, and I was very impressed, even though it started off small. I mean, it was a really good first one that they had, and everyone that came after just got better and better and better. And as the congresses grew, like, you see a lot of returning faces, and you make a lot of new friends, and you meet a lot of dancers that you would have never met before, because they bring all these dancers from everywhere, salsa dancers, bachata dancers. I remember last year I was a little starstruck because I saw Jonathan and Andrew, I believe it was last year, and I saw them. And they were, like, on America's Got Talent. I remember seeing them, and I was excited about that. I wonder what was last year or the year before. But I saw them at the Congress, and I was super excited about meeting them and just had a great time, danced with both of them, danced with some other dancers from Colombia, just New York, Europe, everywhere. It was just – it's a great event to just meet people and see them coming back every year is great. So I definitely recommend anyone who doesn't have plans and they want to go and check something out this weekend, definitely come out there. It's going to be in D.C., so it's not far from anywhere to go eat at the restaurants, check out the shows. My only concern is, like, where are you going to find time to sleep? And, you know, you just don't sleep. I just don't think you're going to have time to sleep. I remember I went hard. I went 3 days in a row, and then I got on a plane to Europe that following Monday, and I remember my feet were just swollen, and I was walking all around Barcelona, and the only thing I could wear was sandals because nothing else fit. You know, the whole entire time, the whole weekend, I think I even went upstairs to my room and switched shoes to try to go back downstairs to continue dancing because I just did not want to stop dancing. So, yeah.
Wow.
It can get intense, but it's a workout. To me, I'm thinking it's a workout. I'm sure there's some people, you know, making bachata babies out there, but I don't know. Or making new relationships or breaking up. I'm sure all that and above is happening. But regardless of the fact, it's a great event just to go and see. The shows itself were just well worth it, you know, and the workshops for sure. But I'm excited that he's going to be doing this rooftop party. So I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing. You know, where am I going to find time to sleep? That's That's my question. Where am I going to find time? So, and I know you can too. So, so I think that, you know, that wraps up for today. Again, we started off with some technical difficulties, but again, you know, this is our second show. So, you know, we're learning as we go, and next week we'll learn some more. But I think that we had a good second show, and I was really excited, you know, to be able to, you know, vibe off you, Mambo Soul, and the El Gringuito. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I think I want to revisit this topic because I really feel like we didn't really get into it as much as we wanted to. But stay tuned, guys. I just want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Last week, we had a lot of feedback, a lot of good feedback, a lot of constructive feedback. So, again, this is new for us. So we are definitely working out the kinks, as you can see. I just want to thank Helena, my co-host, for holding it down. I mean, I was like, yo, I'm just sitting back here and just listening to y'all guys talk. So that's what's up. So thank you, Helena.
Not a problem. I think we should probably revisit this dating in the scene. Maybe get more in depth with that. Again, so for those of you who are listening in and they have something they want to say or didn't have a chance to say, they can always message me or message Mumble Soul and give me their questions or maybe their comments, and I can always make sure that I speak on that the next time we're on the show, because again, you know, we want your voices to be heard. And some people are shy. They rather just be the person behind the scenes, and that's fine. That's why me and Mumble Soul are here. So definitely go ahead and message me. You know, if you see me at Unplugged this Wednesday where I'm dancing and teaching, you can always tell me what you want me to talk about the next show, or maybe you want to touch on this topic as well. So I'm very approachable, as well as Mumble Soul. So definitely looking forward to next week and this weekend.
Yeah, check me out. You know where to find me. I'm always at Salsa Underground, Capitol Ballroom, every first and third Sunday. With my partner in crime, DJ Dola, Bebe, Chica. We do it every, and Helena as well, every first and third Sunday. And also, check me out every Wednesday. I will be in Baltimore for, we have Mex, Salsa, and Bachata Night as well. And if you're in D.C., Helena, on Wednesday.
Yeah, actually it's not D.C., it's Wheaton, Maryland. You know, we're plugging in some new venues. Stay tuned for one coming up on Thursday. Yeah, we got some with Michelle Reyes, Eric Jones Santana, and Julio and myself. We're going to be starting something very soon next month. I'll get more details on that soon, but we'll be doing something at Senior Tequila's on Thursday. So just stay tuned on that. Again, you know, we're just trying to bring some of the topics to life. And again, Salsa in the City, talk, real talk in the community, bringing the community together one beat at a time. I'm Helena Mambotera. We have DJ Mambo Soul. And I'm just going to say this right now. Peace out.